This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Sri Lankan lawmakers have chosen six-time Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe as president to succeed the ousted leader who fled the country in a vote that risks reigniting political turmoil in the troubled South Asian island nation. Former President Gotabaya Rajapaksa appointed Wickremesinghe as Prime Minister in May, hoping to bring stability to a country engulfed in its worst economic crisis in memory. Wickremesinghe became acting president after Rajapaksa fled the country last week and resigned by email. Ukrainian forces have struck and seriously damaged a bridge that is key for supplying Russian troops in southern Ukraine. The deputy head of the Moscow-backed temporary administration for the Russia-controlled southern Kherson region said the Ukrainian military struck the bridge across the Dnipro River with missiles Wednesday, scoring 11 hits. He said in remarks carried by the Interfax news agency that the bridge sustained serious damage but wasn't closed for traffic. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says there's evidence Russia is looking to formally take over some Ukrainian territory.
Russia is laying the groundwork to annex Ukrainian territory that it controls in direct violation of Ukraine's sovereignty.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday it is the West's own fault that the flow of Russian natural gas to European customers has dwindled and warned it could continue ebbing. Putin's statement on Tuesday further cranked up pressure on the European Union, which fears that Russia could cut off gas to wreak economic and political havoc in Europe in the winter. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italian Premier Mario Draghi says the spontaneous popular support for his government has been unprecedented and impossible to ignore as he weighs appeals to rescind his resignation, offered after a coalition partner triggered a government crisis. Draghi laid out priorities for Parliament to consider in rebuilding from the top the majority needed for the government to work efficiently. Appearing before the Senate, Draghi listed the implementation of European Union pandemic recovery funds and judicial reforms, among other measures. The U.S. House January 6th Committee will still hold its primetime hearing this week, but perhaps without its chairman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week, Benny Thompson said this hearing will focus on Donald Trump's hours-long failure to call off supporters who were storming the Capitol.
We'll tell the story of that supreme dereliction by the commander-in-chief.
Thompson may not be there to tell the story. The Mississippi congressman says he tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday and will isolate for several days. The panel spokesman says Thursday's primetime hearing will proceed, but is not saying if Thompson will participate virtually. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's record-breaking heat wave has disrupted travel for a third day, and firefighters remain on alert even as cloudy skies and showers have brought relief from the scorching temperatures of recent days. Forecasters predict London will reach a high of 26 Celsius or 79 Fahrenheit Wednesday, down from the record 40.3 Celsius or 104.4 Fahrenheit set Tuesday in eastern England. The Twitter Musk takeover dispute is heading for an October trial, Lisa Dwyer reports.
Elon Musk has lost his fight to delay Twitter's lawsuit against him. A Delaware judge has set the trial for October, saying that a delay would threaten irreparable harm after the billionaire backed out of a deal to buy it. Twitter wants the billionaire to make good on his April promise to buy the social media company. Musk, who's the world's richest man, pledged to pay $54.20 a share for a total of $44 billion. Musk claims that the company has failed to provide adequate information about the number of fake or spam bot Twitter accounts, and that it has breached its obligation under the deal by firing top managers and laying off a significant number of employees. Twitter argues that Musk's reasons for backing out are just a cover for buyer's remorse after agreeing to pay 38% above Twitter's stock price shortly before the stock market stumbled, and shares of the electric car maker Tesla lost more than $100 billion of their value. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And recapping our top story, Sri Lankan lawmakers have chosen six-time Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe.